We woke up to the coldest morning since March 6th here in eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures reached the single digits above and below zero, and some of the outlying areas reached into the teens and 20s below zero early this morning. Albany officially reached a low temperature of 2 degrees, and Burlington, Vermont also reached a minimum of 2 degrees during the first part of the day. It has been a bright and cold afternoon across our area. Temperatures have moved up into the teens and 20s, but it is nice to see the sunshine, and it's not quite as breezy as yesterday. Yesterday we had frequent wind gusts that made it feel even colder, and there is still a breeze today, but it's not quite that gusty type wind that we saw through much of the day on Monday. Moving into tonight, we'll have Arctic high pressure that will work overhead. Right now, that high pressure area is to our west. So the high pressure area moves in. That will keep things mainly clear, and it will be a cold night with temperatures falling back into the single digits to around 10 across most of the area. It is possible that a few areas will dip a little bit below zero, but some warmer air will begin to come in aloft, and that should tend to stop the temperatures from free falling too quickly through the night. And moving into the day tomorrow, that high pressure area will drift off to the east. That will allow that warmer air to begin to come into the region. So we're targeting high temperatures tomorrow that will be mainly in the 30s. A lot of areas will come up to or above the freezing mark for afternoon highs on Wednesday. And it is looking to be a bright and pretty comfortable day as we work through the middle part of the week. Moving through the day on Thursday, we'll see partly sunny skies, dry conditions. Temperatures will be up into the 30s. A few spots will touch 40. Then on Friday, our next storm will draw a bit closer, so we'll see increasing clouds through the day. However, it should stay dry through at least sunset. Temperatures on Friday will be up into the 30s to near 40 degrees. That storm will come in Friday night into Saturday and is likely to bring a wintry mix to our area. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, with highs in the 30s to around 40. And on Friday, increasing clouds, with highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.